they built an oil, and on the oil it only said the words in Hebrew, Geert said, that there was nothing to take. So they just took the dust, and there's no Matzeva today on that seventh grave. And you all saw it, the one on the right, as you walked in, the one to the extreme right. All the other six have Matzevas on them. You all read them very well, I'm sure, and looked at them. And you'll be tested later on what you read.
It's dark.
But because those Matzevas are there, we know exactly who's buried in the other six Matzevas in the oil. We'll talk about it either tonight or whenever we have a chance. That's it.
And the story about it, that he wanted to be buried next to him, going to Venla. The story is that he wanted to be buried next to him. I
told you the Vilna Gaon was never buried near the Geir Tzedek. The Geir Tzedek died in 1749. Vilna Gaon died in 1797. Vilna Gaon wanted to be buried next to the Geir Tzedek. He would have been buried next to the Geir Tzedek. He was not interested in being buried next to the Geir
Tzedek. Did he weep any descendants, the Geir Tzedek?
As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon died penniless. Absolutely penniless. And he was buried together with his family plot, all the members of his family. That's where he's buried. And the six people buried next to the Groh today are all members of the Groh's family. Not his wife, not his father, and not his son. Other members of the family, we'll talk about it either tonight or later.
Excuse me, did the Geir Tzedek leave any descendants?
No, he was not married. I'm married and no children.
How old was he? 20s?
I can't tell you. It would have to be maybe about 30, 20, late 20s.
Are you going to find out why?
I don't know. Because we didn't have too much time to go to work.
We're running over.
Always, it's a good question. Always remember who puts up the monuments.
They write the history.
We were in Warsaw not too long ago. And we saw we went to the memorial, and then there were those granite monuments, those black stone monuments all over. We saw Ringelblum, so we couldn't stop at every one. But if you would have stopped at every one, you would have seen that every one of them was a Bundist, leftist. You would think that the only great heroes in the Warsaw Uprising, and in general in the Warsaw Ghetto, were Bundist and leftist. And on every one it said, we didn't read them, we didn't take the time, but it said that he won the Purple Heart of the Soviet Army and this and that, and he was a member, and it mentions the leftist party he was a member of, and so on and so on. Because they put up the monuments. The monuments were put up in 1948 and the 1950s. It was put up by Jews, together with permission from the government, but by Jews who came under the influence of this group of people. One of the greatest heroes, without question, in the Warsaw Uprising, and not just the Uprising, everything before it, was a great dome by the name of Menachem Zemba. There's no memorial in the whole Warsaw to Menachem Zemba. You wouldn't know the man lived there. He was shot to death and killed during the Warsaw Uprising. He gave his blessing to the Warsaw Uprising. He was the one Rav who remained. And he could have fled and he could have left many times. No memorials to him, because the people who put up the memorials, didn't care about rabbis. So remember who put up the memorial. It's very true for Vilna. But it is very sad. We're going to walk through Vilna. We're going to see the whatever signs are put up. You haven't seen anything yet when we go through the ghetto in the city. And it hurts. There isn't a word about the Vilna Gaon. Of course, now the world's going to change, because that's the 200th Yahrzeit. We're all coming here. They're now making posters. You saw the poster, maybe. If you didn't, we'll try to get posters for everybody. It's all changing now. Now Vilna's discovering that there was a Vilna Gaon here once. But you could walk through all the streets, and we're going to walk through the streets. And you're going to see a sign that here was the ghetto, and here this many Jews were killed, and here that many Jews were killed. But you won't see a sign, here was the great Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset HaGadol of Vilna. You won't see a sign anywhere, here was the house of the Vilna Gaon. You won't see a sign anywhere, here was the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. God forbid. Anything that has to do with religion, not a word. Anything that has to do with a hero of the Bundist, you could, the house where the founder of the Bundist was, the founder of the Bundist movement was here in Vilna. And is buried, by the way, in the new cemetery. I didn't take you to his grave because I didn't know whether you really wanted to see it or not. But anyway, oh, there's signs on his house that here's where the first meeting took place of the Bundes and so on. But anything that has to do with Akadi Kramer. But anything that has to do anything that has to do with Jewish religion, nothing. But we're going to find it, we're going to look for it, and we're going to point it out. That's our job. We'll take care of that. And every time I come here, and I'm here maybe for the fourth time already, every Jew I see, and I saw a